Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to another edition of the Wolverine.com podcast. With me, special guest, Chris Hutchinson, father of Aiden Hutchinson. We got to call you now, Chris, even though you're
right.
Legend in your own right. Doug Skeen's with us. These guys played together. And first question for both of you guys, okay? We were watching, obviously, draft day, Hutch, and what an unbelievable moment for your kid and for your family. You guys are rock stars now, I got to tell you. But what was it like 30 years ago when you're sitting there at your own party, surrounded by agents and all these handlers and hangers-on, man? And where were you? Do you remember what it was like on draft day back in the day? Hutch, we'll start with you.
Yeah, it was pretty boring. I was at my Brown Street apartment just down the street from the stadium with my then girlfriend, now wife, and my parents, and the phone was silent. It was the silence was deafening. No hoopla, no Twitter, no nothing.
Yeah, Ballas. So it's the draft party for me and Hutch was not like what we saw on live television there last week with Aiden. It's quite the opposite. Probably some cold pizza from the night before. And, you know, expectations that, you know, of the phone ringing and for both of us, it didn't ring very early, if at all. So it was just like, you guys are afterthoughts. So to see Aiden go through what he went through is like, holy cow, man, that was, times are different, but Aiden's a different player than Hutch and I were coming out of school for sure.
Yeah, just a little bit. You guys were great players in your own right. Bill Schaefer was probably picking out the cold pizza from underneath the couch there. So a couple of your teammates or between the cracks. So, Hutch, big news just now. Your kid just signed a $36 million deal with the Detroit Lions, $23 million signing bonus. Does this mean he gets his own place now? And how far is it from your house to the Lions practice facility?
Less than 30 minutes to our facility. This is a perfect location, you know. Mama does all your laundry. Actually, I do laundry. He can go to the basement. He's got his own entrance. So I'll turn the ring camera off. So, you know, we won't see what's coming and going there. You know, he's got all the privacy he wants, at least as far as his mom's concerned.
Yeah. You think he was looking to get away from home a little bit? He said all along, man, he said the Lions were one of the teams that I really loved. And I don't think he grew up a Lions fan per se, did he? But at the same time, it's your hometown team. And talking to guys like John Jansen, who in the past said, man, they would have loved to be that guy to try to change the culture of that franchise. How's he feeling about that?
So obviously you want to be the number one pick. I mean, there's a lot of accolades that go with that. But, you know, if you can go number two to a place right down the street and keep all of your family and everybody that you rely on 20, 30 minutes away, that's pretty hard to turn down. And, you know, from all reports and from what, you know, we experienced with meeting with the Lions, something seems different. Hopefully that will translate to more wins. But, you know, the NFL is a rough place to work. So we'll see. But, you know, Aiden's nothing but proud, happy to be a Lion. He's in the right place. And, you know, hopefully, you know, people can jump on board and we can make a difference.
You know what feels different about this scheme, about the Lions, is that they're drafting guys like Aiden Hutchinson and the Pascal kid from Kentucky and the high character guys. They seem to start to be getting it a little bit.
Well, there's two things that stand out to me about all the questions that I've received. You know, oh, your buddy Hutch's kid, what do you think, this, that, the other? I said, when you look at this draft, at the top of the draft, from top to bottom, there's a lot of athletes in this draft. They're the best athletes in the world, obviously, playing this game. But not all of them are football players. There's a lot of incredible athletes that happen to play football. And then there's football players that are incredible athletes. And I think that Aiden is in that second category. The guy is just a football player, like my buddy Hutch here. And I'd like to think I was back in the day, maybe not the greatest of athlete, but we just love playing the game. And I think you can see that the way Aiden plays. And then for him to go to Detroit instead of going to Jacksonville, I thought it was great. People have asked me a lot, you know, what do you think? And I tell people this, just like we were talking about. Imagine you're 22. How old is Aiden now, Chris? Is he 22, 23? He's 21. All right, better. Imagine you're 21 years old and you get $36 million. Yeah, that can take somebody off the rails a little bit. Now, imagine you're 21 years old and you get $36 million and you move to a city where you know no one. Who do you trust? Where do you go? What kind of, that's very, very challenging for guys to handle. And so here's Aiden, young guy, got a ton of money now, but his trusted network is right here in his backyard. All the people that are so close to him, this is a perfect situation for him. So I'm going to have to break down Ballas and maybe borrow one of your Detroit Lions hats or wear a Lions shirt at some point. Because now this team's got me sucked in, Hutch. Now I have no choice but to follow the Lions and actually have a rooting interest. So here we go.
Yeah,
now, and Dan, they gave me some triple XL hats, so I can share some with you.
Oh, you're killing me, Hutch. You're taking all my jokes here. There were rumblings that hey, maybe he'll go to New York, and I'm thinking, man, that would be an unbelievable place for a 21-year-old to start, and the distractions there and everything else. So, but the one thing that I like, Hutch, I like Dan Campbell's approach, and it seemed to me that he would be a good fit. Have you had a chance to talk to the Lions coach? And I know Aiden has, and those guys were talking quite a bit. But this is a guy who appreciates football players, as Doug said, and those guys seem to be a pretty good match.
Yeah, you know, the Lions did it right. They flew us out first thing in the morning on a private plane Friday morning. The whole family went. We sat down with Campbell and Holmes. We were probably in there 15, 20 minutes, and even my wife got goosebumps because Campbell is dialed in at all times. I mean, I think he was on his sixth pot of coffee, but hey, that stuff rubs off. It was a great being in the room with them. We met with all the defensive coaches. And I think with the changes they're making their defensive line a little bit more aggressive and not reading. Aiden's, that fits right into what Aiden loves to do.
Yeah. Now you said they flew you on the private jet. Was that 30 minutes to from your house to Detroit or where did they fly you?
No, from Vegas. We didn't get, you know, like the wide receiver, Jameson Williams, you know, yeah. we rolled in the hotel room about 3:30 in the morning and we had to be on the plane at 6:30. So there wasn't a lot of sleep happening.
Amazing.
I got a question, Hutch. Have you had a chance? There's a lot of Lions fans that have had their comments over the years about the ownership of the Detroit Lions and the Ford family. Did you get a chance to meet any of the folks from the Ford family and how were they? I'm imagining that they're quite a family and obviously they've done a lot in the history of our country, let alone here locally with the company that they own. But did you get a chance to meet any of them?
Absolutely. We met with ownership and they were great people. They, you know, have been following Aiden obviously because we're right down the road. It was bizarre. When Aiden was getting recruited to Michigan, it was very comfortable. It felt like home. This felt just like that. Honestly, about 25% of the people in that building, we had maybe 2 degrees of separation from. We'd be like, oh, because Mark Brunell's there. I remember Mark Brunell from when we played against him. I played 3 games against him. You know, his wife, we all hung out. Strength coaches and the Liz, the person who coordinated the flight, went to Hillsdale and was sorority sisters with my middle daughter's best friend from high school. So it was like, that's how this whole thing started out. It just felt like you were at an extended family reunion and you were meeting a bunch of second you didn't know you had, but you knew you had some relation. And so that level of familiarity and then just the proximity, it made everything feel as perfect as you can have for, you know, basically not having a choice on where you're going.
Yeah, it's amazing how sometimes things just work out like that. And they're just pretty crazy. So, and exciting for Lions fans. I actually wrote a column, Hutch. You know, normally I said you don't wish the Lions upon anybody. Skeen and I have had this conversation that, you know, you talk about the Patriots and how they love the Michigan guys. But this year felt different. And I said, man, if they can land him with what they're building, these could be the most exciting days for Lions fans in a long time. So did you guys get your gear already? And you got the jersey with the Hutchinson on there and everything already?
Oh, the Fords already hooked us up. They had gift bags ready to roll. So we rolled in. I mean, they gave them to the boyfriends. They had the whole Hutchinson clan, you know, all together. And then, you know, hopefully hopefully old 9-7 can appear on the Honolulu Blue with Hutchinson in it. We're still can't release that for sure, but we are very hopeful that Aiden will be old number 97 in the Honolulu Blue.
Did somebody have that number before? I don't even know.
Of the top five teams, that was the only Lions were the only team that didn't have somebody assigned to that number.
Awesome.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect, man. That's just perfect. Just got to keep the legacy going. So $23 million, 21 years old. He's going to be able to buy his first beer now, which is amazing. So that's a lot of beer money. So so what's the plan for him? Is he looking to get his own place? Is he really going to be living at home for a while, or what's going on?
Well, they report to rookie camp Thursday. Lions put him up in a hotel. You can stay in the Lions hotel, you know, up and through June 23rd, I believe. But since we live so close, he's probably just going to commute after the rookie portion is done. But we are currently actively looking for some place for him to go. I mean, we had this sort of 30-minute radius around Allen Park, but it also, I mean, obviously I don't want him to live in Plymouth and, you know, buy the house next door that I can see out my window. I want him to have some space. But he also says, you know, his sister's his social media manager. She needs to be close. I mean, he is fine being, you know, right, you know, the next town over. So we'll see what happens. We're open to a lot of different places, but certainly he's going to be this side of town.
So, Hutch, I grew up with three older sisters, and our oldest, Nathan, as you know, has two younger sisters, and that sister-brother relationship is always an interesting one. But what stuck out to me through all the social media posts and the night of the draft, it's clear to me that Aiden and his sisters have a special relationship that looks to be maybe a little bit beyond the normal brother-sister thing that goes on. But it just seems like they are very, very tight. Is that tell us exactly how close these kids really are.
Well, I think that's the reason why Aiden's not in any rush to go get a Airbnb and get the heck out of parents' house. It's funny just to sort of be a couple rooms over and just hear the banter of the girlfriends, the boyfriends, everybody just chatting it up. And so that's what I think makes it a place that Aiden doesn't have to rush out to, because he's got so many people that are his age that he's hung around with. The sisters and him, they have a very unique relationship. I mean, obviously, you know, every brother and sister combination is special, but, you know, they're so close in age. We've done everything together as a family. Every game we go to, I mean, the girls maybe missed two games, but pretty much they go to everything, away games, home games, and that's the plan moving forward. Sometimes it gets a little messy, you know, families know all your dirt, but that's the best part about it, because, you know, at the end of the day, they've got your back. And, you know, I think, again, that's why he wanted to be around here, because he loves being around his family, his sisters, you know, his grandparents, you know, everybody that's involved in the village that we have. He embraces it. And I think it's made him a better person and a better player because of it.
Hutch, what was it like? For about the last 2 months, you guys have been like the first family of Michigan football. You got a beautiful family, obviously, and all the cameras are on you in Vegas. And every time you're coming on, we were at a draft party and watching, and you're thinking, oh my God, you know, what an unbelievable moment. You've got the camera on you at all times. Describe what it was like being in Vegas with all that attention.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I'll start with this. I wouldn't wish the green room on anybody.
it looks like so, torture does.
It was rough. So let me tell you how it happened. So we just leave the red carpet. It's across the street. So they shuttle us in. We get there probably 45 minutes before showtime. And our agent says, well, he's pretty sure Jacksonville's taking Walker. He's heard some rumblings that the Lions may not be as high on Aiden as we think. The Texans are going to take a defensive back. So you may end up in a Jets uniform. And obviously we were prepared 1 through 5. We knew it was very unlikely that he was going to get past that scenario. But when you hear that and you're already under a ton of stress dealing with everything that's been going on that day, and all of a sudden the whole landscape has changed, and that's what led to the huddle. We all sort of had some mini panic attacks. And so Dad just called a little sideline huddle before pregame just to say, all right, people, let's just breathe. Everything's going to be fine. I know we don't really want to go play for a team that's green and white, but you can't really go wrong. We're going to be just fine. And it ended up that this Lions stuff that they didn't like him was, you know, all this subterfuge that gets thrown out there. But so you throw this in here, this agent talk of everything is changing rapidly, and the green room is so disoriented. I'm not sure if it's like this every year, but the television that's in front of you is what everybody else has seen. It's the regular, you know, content, but it's delayed not just 7 seconds. It's delayed a couple of minutes. The sound coming in overhead is the live sound that's happening right on stage. Next to you, there's a whole bank of cameras. One of the cameras has a dude with a monitor on it, which has a different delay sequence on it. So you have all these competing sensory inputs that aren't real time, or you don't know which one is real time, and you almost just have to sort of close it off because you can't, you're watching here, but here and here and looking at this, and you're like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to have to sit here and smile. And so it's, it's so disorienting because you're like, you catch little glimpses, you know, you'll hear a cheer on the overhead, but then you'll, you know, you'll see something on the screen and nothing matches up. And so it was so, it added this extra layer to the anxiety that we are already having. And maybe it was because, partially because we knew Aiden had a very narrow window. You know, I don't know how some of these guys deal with it. Hey, you're going to be 10 to 20. And you, I mean, you could end up in Seattle, or you could end up in Miami. I mean, at least we knew we're going to be on the East Coast. I mean, that was pretty much a guarantee, you know, outside of Houston. But, you know, I'm from Houston, so it wasn't really that big of a deal. I don't think it was the greatest fit for a scheme standpoint. But it was, I mean, that whole thing, once it unfolded, it was pretty stressful. And again, that's why we had the Hutchinson huddle, and we just tried to sort of talk through it, because I'm not sure if Aiden was feeling the same way I was, but, you know, I know my wife and I were, you know, if I were to hold my hand out, I'd, you know, fail a sobriety test, because I was not in any good mood at that point. I was off my rockers, because you're just like, dude, just make this happen. And then when Aiden's getting picked, the Jaguars are on the clock, you don't know what the actual clock is, because you don't know which one's right. And by the time that the television in front of us is getting down into like 2 minutes, you're like, okay, they haven't called. It can't be him yet. And Walker's not there in the green room because he didn't go to Vegas. So you don't hear anybody cheering. So there's no input. So you're still sort of, well, maybe they're going to call late. Maybe they're working on a trade. And so if you paid attention to the audio on Aiden, when he actually got the phone call from the Lions, that's when the Walker pick is actually going overhead. So you can see how these competing, you know, inputs are just like throw you off. But once it was over, you know, Aiden gets picked. We're allowed to hug him once because he's got the longest walk in NFL draft history to get to the stadium or to the stage. And they immediately take us out of the green room. We don't even like, you know, get to barely dry our eyes, and they've already ushered us out of the green room, and we're waiting in the side room to take pictures with Aiden as soon as he comes off stage. So it was like, boom, boom, boom. And then we're out of the building at 5:40. We're gone. We're in the van. We're back going to the hotel. So you're just like, what the hell just happened? I was, you know, beyond pins and needles, barely able to control myself. And now I'm back in my hotel room. And you're like, what the hell? So that whole thing was like, I mean, you're doing pulse checks going, you know, am I going 160 right now? Probably. So that was a great experience, but very stressful. And I feel sorry. Like, I'm not a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, but honestly, I have a new found a little sympathetic part in my heart for what he went through, you know, when he sat there to pick 24. I mean, that I couldn't imagine how agonizing that was.
Skeen, what was it like for you watching your friend go through that? This is a kid who your buddy asked you 5 or 6 years ago, you know, do you think my kid's really a Michigan caliber player? And there he is, number two overall, could have been number one, could have been the top player taken in the draft. Was it kind of surreal for you?
Well, you know, it's funny. Mal called me, Kurt Mallory Hutch. Mal called me the other day. We were talking, and for those watching, Kurt Mallory, who's a teammate of ours, head coach at Indiana State, and we were talking about Aiden and 5, 6 years ago, and you know, you and I had talked, just wondering how good Aiden could be, and we were kind of laughing at each other about what we thought about back then. But neither one of us obviously had any idea that he was going to be one of the premier players in all of college football and going into the NFL. So again, you know, that for those of you watching this podcast, there's about 10 or 12 of us Michigan guys that keep very close in this text thread, and we have our current topics and we banter back and forth via this thread. And certainly Aiden was a topic during the draft time. We were all very excited. But for us, who've all have children, who've played sports, high school, college, pro sports, now with Aiden, it's very similar as a parent. Anybody watching this podcast feels the same way. You want to see your kids have success. When you have a friend who's got a kid who's going on to have this kind of success at the highest levels, it's very, very, very cool to see somebody ascend to that level. We're very happy. Could not be happier for Aiden. The work that this kid's put in, how much effort he's worked going back to that broken foot down there in Indiana and where he's come from then and coming up through the ranks, just a tall, skinny, lanky kid. And look at him now. And there's chapters to come that we can't wait to see unfold. So for me, I was just so happy and to see Hutch and the emotions and the things that we've gone through together all those years ago in Ann Arbor. We know the feeling. We know how much work it takes and what kind of God-given talent you have to be as good as Aiden is. And so much better than, you know, Aiden's better than Hutch in the record books in some ways. And certainly clipped things that I was never able to do at that in that game. So, you know, Steve Everett, number one draft pick. Aiden, you know, clipped him in the status of the draft. And so for us in our Michigan group that has remained very, very tight, we could not be happier for the Hutchins family and our group of friends. And we just can't wait to see Aiden have success. You know, we're going to have to watch these Lions games now with a rooting interest now. So that's new for me. I've never done it in my life. Well, I take that back. Back when Bubba Baker, I think it was Ballas, was a Lion. I remember my dad taking me over to the Silver Dome. So I used to be a Lions fan when I was a little kid. Haven't really cared for many, many years now since then. But now I'm going to have to care and care a lot. So I look forward to it. And we just couldn't be happier for you guys.
Okay, Sunday afternoon golf or watching the Lions for 3 hours. Come on.
It'll still be golf. I have a DVR, Ballas, as you know. It'll be golf as long as the weather's good enough. I'm golfing, you know that. So
yeah.
Have those DVRs that can cut the commercials out? Maybe they can make a DVR that just cuts out the offense and deletes that, and you just have the defensive speaker. So you can, you know,
watch a whole football game. We could watch a game in like 30 minutes and be done.
Yeah, right. Usually he's just focusing on the offensive line because we've got him doing some work for us, and he's watching footwork. And I said, hey, did you see that pass on 3rd and 12? He goes, no, but the right tackle's footwork was shit. So, Hutch, Melissa became kind of a rock star herself. How'd she handle the attention, and how'd you handle all that attention on her? It was unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, when you've got a kid that's doing things like Aiden, some of that sort of rubs off, and then you've got, you know, a family that dresses up pretty nice, that looks good on camera. You know, Twitter and the blogosphere can go a little wild. But you know, we had a lot. Even we had a ton of fun. The family was all together. We were all supporting each other, and obviously, you know, digging each other a little bit about you know, some of the comments about the girls and my wife, and because you know, Twitter will be Twitter. But it's all, you know, we try not to, you know, get too offended by it, but it's all in good fun, and you know, we had a blast. Glad everybody was there, and we all got to be able to experience this together as a family.
Yeah, it's all, you know, fun and games.
Interesting point.
So Skeen, I was gonna say it's all fun and games until Big Blue Stud 52. Oh, go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
And I was gonna say, Ballas, you know, when you're on the football field in Ann Arbor, or you're on the road at Michigan State or Ohio State, the things that you hear the fans saying to you, you know, they're off the charts, right? Now, Twitter, allows someone to do and say the same things right to your back pocket, right in your phone. And so I imagine that's a challenge for the Hutchinson family now to deal with. When you get to this level and people can do and say anything they want on there, it's like you can never get away from that tunnel scene when someone's barking in your ear about being the fat guy in a uniform that's too small for you. You know, just never get away from it.
Hey, tell them the story about being on the sideline at Penn State in your yellow shirt.
That's Ballas's favorite story. So, you know, at the Penn State game, Hutch, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I'm sitting on the sideline watching the game. And I had a bright yellow or maize Michigan hoodie on. And the dude behind me in the first or second row was just like, fat guy in a yellow shirt.
Was that Ski? Or was that ever doing that?
No, I thought it was. It was just some Penn State guy. So I started laughing my ass off because that would be something that Ever would absolutely say to me. And I turned around and looked at the guy and I was like, dude, that's thumbs up. That's good stuff right there.
It kills me. That was at Penn State, right? One of your buddies got.
Yeah, that was at Penn State. And I wasn't egging the crowd on like Everett would have been. I was just standing there with my arms folded, just watching the game, seeing how it's going. And all of a sudden, this dude just lays into me about being the fat guy in the yellow shirt. I'm like, that's freaking hilarious. That'd be something right out of our friend group.
Hey, and you're looking good, man. You're losing some weight, and that's great stuff. So, need it for the golf course. But, Hutch, a couple more things before we let you go. Did you and Brunel talk any shop, any about the old days or anything, going back and forth?
Oh, absolutely. Even before he was drafted by them, I texted him and said, well, you either need to give us advice on where to live, because his forever home is in Jacksonville. I go, or you got to put a good word for us in at Allen Park. And he was giving me thumbs up and we were talking, and my wife and Stacy had been sort of communicating back and forth on social media. And then we got to talk a little bit in the hallway, and the girls had never met him before. Aiden had met him once before at the Michigan weight room because he was there with a buddy's kid that was getting recruited. So that was great, but it wasn't as long as I'd like it to be, but we have plans to grab a bite sometime this summer before things get really heated up for him.
We spent a week in Tokyo, Hutch, right?
I played against him in the Rose Bowl, played against him in the Japan Bowl, played against him in the East-West Shrine Game.
There you go.
That was we spent like 2 weeks with Brunel and a couple other guys from Washington after our Rose Bowl, and that was a lot of fun. That was some stuff that was said in the subway system of Tokyo that was still, to this day, some pretty funny shit.
What happens in Tokyo stays in Tokyo type of thing?
I think so.
Okay. Two things, Hutch. All right. With Skeen, we know Skeen was on his way to a 15-year NFL career and becoming the best NFL lineman in Patriots history before Chester McLaughlin ruined his knee. I was reading that you had a tetanus shot, or a reaction to a tetanus shot, that kind of ended your career and pushed you into your next chapter. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, you know, while I did go to medical school, I have a tendency to be a little slow on the uptake. So it actually wasn't until I was 35 and got my next tetanus shot that about 36 hours later, I had this delayed allergic reaction and I could barely walk. And all of a sudden, everything came back into focus. I'm like, oh, guess what? That's why I wasn't in my seventh grade football picture, because 2 or 3 days before that, I had my tetanus shot. That's what happened. The Cleveland Clinic, they gave me a tetanus shot on Thursday. By Sunday, I couldn't walk, but you know, I'm 23 years old and a ding dong and have no idea what's happening other than the fact that I can barely even practice, let alone get out of bed. And you know, I'd already been accepted to med school. I had deferred, you know, I knew that I was going to be a long shot. And at that point, you know, that was just sort of that nudge I needed to say, you know what, you thought you were ready for this, but you're really not. And as it turns out, I was just a moron and had an allergic reaction, and you know, who knows what would have happened, but I was certainly going to be a long shot. I mean, you're an undrafted free agent, and I would have had a lot of stories to tell, because you know, Saban would have been my defensive coordinator and Belichick would have been my head coach. So I can still say that I was on that, you know, rookie team for that. But other than that, you know, everything turned out a-okay for me, so I can't complain about having an allergy to tetanus.
And Everett would have been your center.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, they love those Michigan guys, and Belichick still has a lot of Michigan guys. I bet you would have stuck, man, and it would have been interesting. But like you said, man, things happen for a reason, and things worked out okay for you. So last question for you guys. Hutch, where is this program? It sure seems to me that Aiden leaves it better than he found it. And you look at the talent. And I was going through, I was writing the football preview article on, you know, best players and best position groups. And in some years, you know, it's two or three guys, and then it's like, okay, who the hell do we put next? There's a lot of talent on this football team, and I understand that they've got to replace Aiden and David Ojabo at the ends, but I'm looking at the defensive line and the defense. It sure seems like there's still a lot of talent there.
Yeah, you know, I think there's not the ultimate disruptors, but I also think that the secondary is going to be better. I think Aiden and Ojabo and the rest of the guys up front, they made that defensive backfield better than they actually were. And I think there's going to be a little bit more sort of synergy needed there. You're not going to have somebody getting 14 sacks, or I think that's extremely unlikely. But I think if you have timely pressure, you get a little bit, your coverage is a little better. I think you could have a pretty similar defense. I mean, it's the same defensive scheme, so that's great. I'm really happy about that. The guys seem to like the new defensive coordinator. I think they just got to make those plays at the right time. You're not always going to have somebody that's on the outside dominating and having their way. But if you get a right play grab, make the quarterback, you know, a little uncomfortable, that's all you really need. So I think with what they've got, I think it's, you know, I think it's favorable. And then, you know, you look what they've got on the other side of the ball, and, you know, you hope you're going to get what you saw in the Ohio State game, this ball control, throw when you need to, run it down your throat. Offense that's going to help the defense out. But you never can tell how things come together. I mean, I would have never thought that our defense was going to be this good. You know, even though the whole team, let's to be honest, I told Aiden we were going to win 7 games last year. So, and I think everybody was right around there. No one would have predicted this. I think, you know, things just came together. And I think, you know, I clearly, they're starting off on a better foot than Aiden's senior year. But you still can make it work. Things still have to come together. You got to avoid the injury bug. And I think they have some – they have an opportunity to make some waves. But, again, it's a long, long season.
I think that's the difference, Ballas, that Hutch just mentioned. The special sauce that gets made in January, February, March, into spring football, the leadership stuff, the amount of effort it takes – the cohesiveness on the team in the locker room, outside the building, all the things that last year's team hopefully left behind is what's going to carry this year's team into success this fall. Because without those things and the camaraderie and the respect and all those things, it's harder to win if you don't have that kind of leadership. So I'm hoping that Aiden and Ojabo and the others that have left Michigan behind left a mark on the guys that are still wearing that uniform, because they're going to need it, because you're not going to have those special players. So someone else has to step up.
Yeah. Last question for you, Hutch, before we let you go. And I asking this, how do you generate that pass rush? They're talking about getting more interior pass rush from those guys. How much do you have to change things up to make that happen? Or is it just still come down to individual talent and one-on-one guys getting off blocks?
Yeah, I think it's the combination of thing. I mean, you're not going to have, right now, this sort of dominant singular, or, you know, as the season went on, two guys. But if you can make it timely and you can make the quarterback uncomfortable, that's really what it's all about. And then if your secondary is a little bit better than it was, your coverage is a little tighter, all these little bits of things. I mean, you don't have to have, you know, all world guys at every position to have a real effective team. You do it timely and everybody's in coordination. And I think that's where they need to lean on. And if they get lucky and somebody, you know, bursts onto the scene and has a whole bunch of sacks and becomes a terror, well, then that's just a bonus. But you can't count on that happening, especially year in and year out. You just, you know, try to put the guys in the right position and hopefully you've coached them up and, you know, make plays when they need to make plays.
He's Chris Hutchinson with us, Doug Skeen. Chris Hutchinson, Aiden's dad, obviously. Chris, congratulations again. We're thrilled for you, man. That was an unbelievable year, unbelievable couple months, and it's just getting started, man. We're thrilled that he's staying home. Make sure you tell him congratulations for us, and we're looking forward to watching him play.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Chris. Doug.
See you, brother.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.